This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Professor Chris G, and helping me ring in a brand new era of our show, it's my good old wrestling pal, Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready for a new beginning on multiple aspects. We just had the solar eclipse here in real time.
Yes. Just a few hours ago. That was freaking cool.
Just a few hours ago. It was very surreal to watch.
I got a photo of me and my daughter looking at it. It was that's cool. That's cool. I never thought I'd have that moment.
That's awesome.
But in real time, so I mean, people will be hearing this pretty soon in real time, but We are doing things differently here. It's a new era here on our show. There's going to be a few different changes to our show, which you, the audience, are going to start hearing weekly. For the next few weeks, we are introducing to you a combo bunch, is kind of what we're throwing at you, where we don't go over episodes kind of word by word anymore until we get over to Horizons, but we're gonna finish up the Pokemon Orange Islands for you guys, everyone. But just like you see in the title, we are going over three episodes at a time now. It's gonna be more of a discussion, and then once we're done with Orange Islands, this show is going to be a once a month show where we're still going to go over Johto with you, but we are going to be slowly transitioning ourselves over to Pokemon Horizons. And we're going to start going over those episodes weekly. Sometimes you'll get more than one, and it might end up, we haven't hashed out everything yet, but that might be a talking point as well, depending on how well this show is received. But we will be talking about Pokemon Horizons. We'll be talking about Pokemon Orange Islands going into Johto. And going forward, at least for right now, you're going to get multiple episodes, multiple talking points in each episode. How do you think this is going to go, Doug?
I am very optimistic, and I can hear people saying it now, so I'm trying to head people off and stop their comments. It's not a matter of being lazy. It's kind of a matter of sitting down and kind of looking at brass tacks, and it's like, because we've committed ourselves to doing every episode.
Yes.
And you also have to realize that this series is still going, like,
weekly.
Horizons is still like pumping out new episodes. Yes. And if we sat here and tried to do every episode isolated with the same kind of commitment, I mean, that's our life basically. And, you know, we've ran into multiple episodes that are just completely filler that, pardon me,
it's just hard to get through.
It's hard to get through. Like, you know, there's been multiple discussions before these episodes where it's like, do we really have to cover this episode for an hour and a half? Or, you know, when we're done, it's like, how do you think that went? And you're like, well, I had more fun talking about it than I did watching it. So obviously we're still gonna do that, and like I'll go a little bit further behind the curtain. You and I actually had a discussion today because we had already done Bound for Trouble.
Yes, we have.
But in doing it, and when you kind of went in to kind of take a rough chop at the edit, you're like, this is a very visual episode, which those episodes are very hard to translate into an audio format,
Yes.
and especially in terms of like providing clips, because it's like, okay, you're providing clips, but it's like, okay, here go Meowth and Pikachu running down the hill away from this Rhydon. It's like, well, what did that accomplish? Because you had to describe the clip that you just put in.
Yep.
And, yes, the episode after that, Charizard Chills, that's a banger,
Yes.
as the kids say. And
Great episode.
Water Wars is essentially a sequel to the Squirtle Squad. So I'm very optimistic that this goes well because we've kind of, in this isolated chunk, we're kind of running the gamut in the types of episodes you could expect to see on a monthly span if you took a look at our podcasting schedule.
Absolutely. And what you can still expect to be getting your Pokemon trading card game codes. So I'm not going to cheat you out of those. You're still going to be getting those. But I think it's time, in order to get through a lot of these episodes, starting to combine a lot of these episodes into like one full-blown episode. Now, when we have special guests on, do we expect our guests to go and watch three or four episodes in a row? No, we might go back to our normal way that we do those episodes, unless they do a Poke Break with us, where it's kind of just a talking point on recent Pokemon events. But when it's just me and Doug, which it is 90% of the time, this is what you can expect from the two of us because, I mean, we have a lot to go through. I feel like we can bring a whole lot more entertainment, a whole lot more talking points, and we can just go over these and you'll still get clips from these episodes in these episodes, but it'll be in a different manner than what you're used to, because what you're used to right now is we're going over the episode, we get to a serious plot, and bam, here's a little 10, 15-second audio clip from that, and then we go and talk about it. That's probably gonna stop. But
Yeah.
you are still going to get a decent amount of audio from these episodes. We're going to talk about them in depth as much as we can, but if it's a filler episode, it's a filler episode. You guys have watched it. You guys know what these episodes are, and we're going to have a discussion about it. And we're going to go through it. We're going to say what we like and what we don't like, what happened in the episode, what is foreshadowing for the future, and we're just going to continue to go that way. And it's easier. You get three episodes in within 60 to 90 minutes for our show. So I think that's quality worth spent and a lot worth your time when you listen to us. And we'll be able to get through these episodes a little quicker because there are so many seasons and we have been doing this show since 2020 and we're not even in Johto yet. So
No.
it's about time that things kind of get sped up. But when it comes to these movies, we haven't hashed it out. We might go back to our old ways or we might make those a talking point. We have not agreed on that. This is fresh. This is new. We still got a bit of time before we do those because your summer movie normally doesn't happen until around June or July or towards August sometimes. But you'll still get your summer and winter holiday movies. So, yeah.
And it's actually kind of funny. Until you said something right now, you and I actually hadn't discussed what this was going to mean for the movies.
Yeah. So, I mean, we the we might still go into it, and here, and it might end up being like you get your one-offs where we review the movie and we'll go line by line. Because I mean, the movies are kind of harder to do than just these episodes, and I'm sure you'd rather us go through the movie instead of just talking about what happens in the movie, because movies are special. Movies are a different piece of our podcast, and we want to somewhat stay within our core, because we started something with that, and that's a little easier to manage than doing all of the episodes the way that we're doing. Do you kind of agree with that, Doug?
100%.
So I think that's what we should do going forward, and we will be doing that going forward. So you'll be getting a whole lot more going forward in these episodes when it comes to Orange Islands, Johto. When we finally get back to black and white, we'll start continuing that. When we get up to Journeys, you'll get that. And then we're not quite sure what we're doing with Horizons yet. That's kind of outside of the podcast. But so that is kind of the schedule that you can expect from us going forward for the time being. Like I said, this is a test run for us, but hopefully we end up liking it and we stick with it. But the episodes that we are going over this week is Bound for Trouble, Charizard Chills, and the Pokemon Water War. Now, these episodes aired pretty funny according to Wiki. You know what? This doesn't even make any sense the way that they have some of these episodes. For once, everybody, I'm going to go to Bulbapedia because I have an issue with the way that some of these episodes aired. Okay. All right, everybody. So here's what I'm gathering from some of these episodes. So when I don't even know how to even do this, but I'm just going to roll with the punches here, everybody. And this is kind of what you end up getting. So Bound for Trouble premiered in Japan, July 15th, 1999. Mm-hmm. And Charizard Chills premiered in Japan, July 22nd, 1999. And the Pokemon Water War premiered July 29, 1999. Now, these episodes did not air this way here in the States. So the way that these episodes aired, and I'm going to go back to Misty Meets Her Match. So we ended up getting Charizard Chills September 2nd of 2000. Then a week later, we got Misty Meets Her Match September 9th. And then a week after that, we got Bound for Trouble. And then actually the same day that we got Misty Meets Her Match, the Kids WB premiered Pokemon Double Trouble, which is a tag team, the last gym battle. So Kids WB got these gym battles out of the way first. Yeah, there's a
lot. Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. But I mean, now, I mean, because we even got the Pokemon Water War and Pokemon Food Fight, which are episodes 108 and 109. These episodes premiered in August before Misty Meets Her Match. So these episodes premiered all out of whack in a way for America to justify a lot of the Pokemon. So Kids WB looks like they aired a couple filler episodes. Then they aired a bunch of gym battles. And then after... ooh, excuse me, everyone. And after the Pokemon battles, gym battles, they aired a whole bunch of filler until they got to the Elite, the Orange Island Championships. And That's exactly how they aired these episodes. I'm putting it together right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug. They put the gym battles kind of almost back to back, not quite back to back, but they put them closer to each other. And then in between, while we're waiting for Ash to go over to the Orange Island Championships, that's where they put all the filler episodes, and then that's how we got them here in the States. Yes.
Okay.
Because both Wiki and Bulbapedia have these dates down, and it can't be wrong on both, because especially for Bulbapedia, they really do their homework before posting stuff on there. Right. And they don't really post things on that website. I mean, Wiki can be updated by anybody, but Bulbapedia, they, even when it came down to the new Pokemon Horizons TV show, they weren't putting anything out unless it was verified or you could go back and watch it. So right. That is a website that I do trust when it comes to these episodes.
Sure.
So... All right, everybody. But yeah, that is it. Doug, how have you been, man?
You know what? I cannot complain.
We're kind of riding a high right now.
Yeah, we're kind of riding a sweet spot. We just had a fantastic WrestleMania, two-night WrestleMania, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Great show. Great show. Right people won. I would say the majority of the matches.
Yeah.
I mean, my personal opinion. I mean, your mileage may vary.
But it's just a nice reset. And people are kind of listening to this show in real time. So, I mean, it's a nice reset. And these episodes, we're actually going to be... We're going to be recording right when Monday Night Raw is happening. So as soon as we're done with this, me and you will both be sitting down to watch us some great Monday Night Raw wrestling. And we'll see if everything continues on this high that we have going.
Yeah, because something that I've kind of latched onto, and I mean, you know, this is our show and we can kind of do what we want. I kind of felt, and I told you this on our conversation earlier, so I'm not surprising you with anything. I kind of feel like WWE last night closed the book on everything that was before last night, or before this weekend, rather.
Yes. So, and we don't need to dwell into it. It's been in the press everywhere, but... there was a lot of bad juju going around, and everyone felt like WWE needed a fresh start. And you know, you want to know how I feel right now, bro? I feel like this is AEW a couple years ago when the AEW was hot and it was the thing, while WWE was trying to build up their stuff and AEW was just... That was the place to be, and that was the thing. And AEW, for people that don't know what AEW is, it's a wrestling alternative to WWE. So, but yeah, we're riding kind of a high, getting off of that. We're coming on here, and we're testing out a new era here on our show, and hopefully everybody likes it.
Yes, I have high hopes for this format.
Yes, me as well.
Because I feel like if we got stuck on a filler on the old format, it's like, well, we still got to talk about it for an hour and a half. But now if we get stuck on a filler on this format, we can put a nice little bow on it. We can move on.
Yes. So, all right. So, you ready to start our discussion, bro?
I am ready.
All right. So with we're going to start with Bound for Trouble. And Bound for Trouble, I mean, it kind of starts off a little slow. I mean, our heroes are looking at a map Okay. And the map that they're looking at is they're trying to find out where they're going next, because Ash just won his gym battle and it's now time to go elsewhere. So they're leaving Trevita Island, and now they're about to go into a spot that is reputable for their supersized Pokemon, I guess you could say, right, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
And so they go in there, and of course they end up finding Team Rocket. Team Rocket ends up like filing a hole in the ground, and they get to Pikachu, and they steal Pikachu, but this time they latch Pikachu and Meowth together, which is why we were saying it's kind of a visual episode. But Pikachu and Meowth kind of end up going on their own adventure, and they have to learn how to cooperate together in order to survive, because they end up finding their way. They end up flinging away from Team Rocket after being captured. And now the whole episode is Ash and the gang and Team Rocket trying to find the reputable Pokemon wherever they are. Do you want to add to that, bro?
And, you know, they've done this a couple times, in terms of Meowth being the mouthpiece. Yes. Because I can think, and now I've completely lost the episode. The episode where the Pokemon get separated from the trainers.
That was back in the original Indigo. Are you talking about Island of Giant Pokemon?
That's the one.
Isn't it weird that this episode as well has giant Pokemon as well?
I didn't even put that together.
I'm just now putting that together too. In both of these episodes, they're like, hey, how can we redo this? Which is a kind of how they do an episode that we're going to kind of talk about in just a bit with the Water Wars. How can we redo the Squirtle Squad?
Exactly. And I kind of like the episodes where Pokemon can be Pokemon. Like, yes. Yeah, I mean, Ash and Pikachu's behavior with Ash isn't too much different than his behavior like with Meowth, but you can kind of tell and you can kind of see that Ash's kind of devil may care attitude has kind of rubbed off on Pikachu, because there's a couple instances, and I mean, we're not really following any specific timeline, but like when they're being chased by that Rhydon.
Yeah. Or that big ass Pidgeotto or Pidgeot in the episode.
Pikachu kind of hits like YOLO mode. And Meowth's kind of sitting there like, wait a minute, you know, and it's kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod to the fact Pikachu's kind of like, well, it's my show, and they're not going to let anything bad happen to me.
Yeah. So.
And I kind of like episodes like this to kind of play with the format a little bit.
Just a little bit. And that's what I like about it too. And the fact that the bad guy and the good guy have to kind of work together. I mean, it's not the first time that Pikachu and Meowth kind of work together. And I think, in a way, Pikachu respects Meowth, because I don't think Meowth is really like bad in a way. I mean, Meowth just wants to fit in with Team Rocket, in my eyes. Mm. So, I mean, and as they've said in the past, Pokemon are never bad. They just have bad trainers. So Team Rocket, bad guys. Meowth, right in the middle. Meowth just wants to obey. And they do have some funny moments. Like they go up and they're being chased by Pidgeotto, and freaking Meowth is like, all right, it's time, shock the bird so we can get out of here. And Pikachu shocks, and it just, and since they're connected together, Pikachu's just shocking Meowth. And Meowth is like, not just me, I'm talking about the bird. And Pikachu's like, oh, oops, my bad.
My bad.
And Pikachu goes and shocks the Pidgeotto, and Pidgeotto ends up dropping Pikachu and Meowth, and as they're falling to the ground, there's a great sequence in this episode where Pikachu is like, okay, I'm going to land on top of you, and you're going to cushion my fall, Meowth. And Meowth is like, no, you're going to cushion my fall. And they're going back and forth, just flipping over each other. And of course, at the very end, you get the whole bam. And it's just Meowth just sitting there with the duh-duh face. And he's like, oh, well, I lost.
And Pikachu's just kind of sitting there, like, back straight, like that traditional Pikachu pose that you see on, like, so many, like, T-shirts and stuff.
Yep. So,
and
oh, okay, you can go, bro.
No, and it's just, it's classic, like, Odd Couple pairing, you know, like the very next scene, you know, you have the stereotypical argument of, I want to go this way. No, I want to go this way. Pikachu shouting and Meowth, you know,
translating tries it to for be us.
Sneaky and, you know, he gets shocked for his trouble and
because Pikachu saw through, because Meowth was like, oh, maybe I'll get you back to Team Rocket and then we'll get you over to the boss and then I'll be the best cat ever. And Pikachu is like, I can hear your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. We've been down this road before.
So it is funny. And then, of course, towards the middle and end of the episode. I'll just kind of fast forward just a little bit. So Ash goes on a big depression during this episode. So he wants Pikachu. Pikachu was his first Pokemon, which we get reminded of in the middle. And Ash is climbing up because he's now been told that the Pidgeotto has Pikachu and Meowth because that's who took it from Team Rocket. So Ash is climbing up, trying to get up to this big old nest, and of course Pikachu and Meowth are not there, they're long gone, but the Pidgeotto comes over and just swoops down and hits Ash all the way down the pillar. And Ash is like, I'm not sleeping until I get my Pikachu. And he just starts walking away. And we do get a Charizard, which is the Who's That Pokemon in this episode. And I'll take it this time, because in this episode, it's kind of foreshadowing seeing Charizard in the next episode, even though that's not how it aired here in the U.S., which kind of makes me kind of now, right, Doug?
It kind of it's a head scratcher. I mean, it works out for our benefit in terms of the way it aired. You know, I don't know. I guess the way they have it, because, you know, the website that we happen to be watching these episodes on, that's the order it's in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works out, and I mean, I'll give it a pass, but I still feel like we're in the phase with these Who's That Pokemon recently, where it's basically like, let's throw a dart at a board with the original 150 and whatever pops up.
And I think we're going to be there for a while, bro.
Yeah, quite I think honestly. So. Because we're to a point now where any episode that was going to feature a specific Pokemon has aired.
Yes. But
And you might say, well, that's crazy. Well, but they've probably had episodes where they focused on more than one Pokemon, and that's how they kind of get around it.
yep. But you do have some funny moments. Another funny moment from this episode specifically was when the big Rhydon starts chasing him. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get you! I'm gonna get you!" And they just start running.
My head says to run, but my legs ain't listening.
And Pikachu has the bright idea of shocking Rhydon, because electricity doesn't affect Rhydon, but it affects inside of Rhydon's mouth. So they sling each other on top of Rhydon's horn, and Pikachu sticks its tail into Rhydon's mouth and just goes, "Shock."
Now I guess Rhydon knows it's a lot safer to just keep its big mouth shut. Too bad.
Pikachu!
We did it!
And that's how they end up getting away at that point. So it's at this point our heroes find some tracks in the ground that looks like Pikachu, Meowth, and a big old Pokemon. I mean, it's Rhydon, but they don't know that. And right. that they start following it, and it becomes nighttime, and Pikachu and Meowth end up becoming, I guess, somewhat friends, because Pikachu finds an apple and is like, "All right, I'll share this apple with you." Meowth is like, "Oh, you do care about me." And let's see, after they sleep, they wake up, Team Rocket's still after Pikachu and Meowth, and they run into Rhydon again, and this is where Ash starts a Pokemon battle, bringing out Snorlax. Do you want to kind of go over these next few scenes going towards the ending of this episode, bro?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, so he calls out Snorlax, and we have kind of a sumo tussle, like, you know, they're kind of like linemen, like jockeying in the dirt, and Snorlax has him by his horn, and going on perpendicular is not the right word. Basically, at the same time, we have Jesse is battling the giant Pidgeot with Arbok, which I don't know if I would recommend, but it's neither here nor there. They're up in a hot air balloon. I guess, what do I expect? We go back to Snorlax and the Rhydon, and we see Snorlax knocking the Rhydon into next week with a Mega Punch. Freaking Arbok is biting on the Pidgeot, and the Pidgeot says, "Fuck this," and bails.
Yeah, it does. It's like, I don't need to deal with this.
You know, Snorlax gets a pat on the back for dispatching of the Rhydon, and then we have the reunion scene of Meowth with Team Rocket. We see Pikachu being dragged along, and he's like, "You do care. You did come to find me. You do care." And
Team Rocket was like, assholes.
And they're like, "Oh, we were still kind of looking for Pikachu more than we were looking for you." And Meowth's kind of like, "Oh my gosh." And then we see him get dragged the other direction, because then we get the more heartwarming reunion of Ash and Pikachu. And, you know, we can see, you know, just how much they still care for each other, and they're going to care for each other forever. And then, you know, we have a literal tug of war. And poor Meowth is on Team Rocket's end, but he's basically just being pulled for leverage. And Jesse's kind of like, "Yeah, well, I have the key." And Ash is like, "Well, I can fix that." And he freaking throws a Bulbasaur's Pokeball, and it hits James in the face.
Square in the face.
So James is just out here just catching strays. And Jesse's like, oh, yeah, get him. And Pikachu jumps out of Ash's arms and hits Arbok with a thunderbolt. And Meowth is like, I could have told you that was coming. And James tries to counter with Victory Bell, except obviously Victory Bell just goes for Arbok. And quite frankly, James should be lucky that he didn't go for him.
Yeah.
And Ash is kind of like, you know, get that key. And Bulbasaur does Vine Whip and knocks Victory Bell and Arbok into Team Rocket. The key goes flying.
And they get it.
And they get the key. And they unlock the tether. And Meowth's like, I gotta run. And he friggin' bails into the hot air balloon as it's rising up. And they try to come out with one more contraption. And Misty says, I can handle this, and tries to call for Staryu, but of course we get Psyduck, and we see the blaster is like powering up, and she's like, Psyduck, you got to do something. And Psyduck's kind of looking, and James is like lining up his shot, and it's powering up, and it's powering up, and it's powering up. And Togepi's like, I could take this into my own hands, and you know, does its psychic attack and just completely blows the balloon to smithereens. Just,
yeah. And Team Rocket goes flying, and they end the episode kind of how they started, by finding a tree, and there's one apple in it.
There's one apple.
And Meowth is like, oh, maybe we can share the apple. And freaking Jesse goes over and just eats it. And Meowth kind of remembers, oh, well, at least Pikachu shared the damn apple with me.
I am simply famished.
Not me. I'm just hungry.
Huh? Hey, look up there.
An apple.
Oh, baby.
Paws off.
We all have to share this apple. I'll go first.
Maybe they never should have found me. Ow. Man, I'm starting to kind of miss Pikachu.
Kind of a random ending, if you ask me. I mean, I think I would have complained just as much because of the sappy, sweet ending of Ash and Pikachu reuniting. So, I mean, I guess you couldn't win for trying with this one.
Yeah. So... But that was that episode, Bound for Trouble, and that's kind of how this show's gonna go. We'll just kind of talk our way through it, and then we'll jump on into the next episode. The next episode was a banger. Charizard.
The next episode, 100%.
And it's kind of one of my favorite episodes of the entire Pokemon anime, only because not only does it star my favorite Pokemon, Charizard, but it's just, this is where in this episode, this is where Charizard and Ash finally meet, like, eye to eye, and Charizard kind of starts respecting Ash, and Ash finally has that OG Pokemon. And I mean, I know later on in the series, he ends up kind of giving up his Charizard to go to, like, that big Charizard island, which was fucking, oh my God, was that fucking dumb. Like, you get rid of so many Pokemon, you're going to get rid of your best damn Pokemon. Charizard is clearly the best Pokemon that he has. Well, one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you make the obvious argument for Pikachu. But yeah, I mean, once he kind of gets him back on his side, yeah, I mean, and you sent me something from Instagram a while back. I think it was Instagram. It might have been TikTok. I can't remember. And it was okay. It was okay. What was Ash's worst Pokemon?
And the guy was quick, and he was like, Charizard.
And he's like, Charizard. And he's like, well, think about it. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. He's like, think about it. Charizard was such an asshole that Bulbasaur and Squirtle kind of refused to evolve.
Yep.
Because they're like, fuck that. We saw how our buddy Charmander
turned into a dick.
Turned into a dick, and we don't want that. I mean, you literally had an episode where Bulbasaur was shaking trying to fight off an evolution to an Ivysaur.
I will not evolve. No.
No, it's a slippery slope.
Press B.
Did you ever do that?
Stop an evolution? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Because I had the luxury of having like Pokemon guidebooks when I was younger for some of these games, like Red and Blue, Gold and Silver. I had the Pokemon books. And because that was back when they actually released the book the day the game came out. Right. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. You got to wait like an extra month after. But when I would do that, there's certain Pokemon, and I'm going to paraphrase, and I'm going to get this wrong, and I know it's wrong, but I'm just trying to get a point across, everybody, because I know people are going to be like, well, that's not true. Like, a Charmander going into Charmeleon, a Charmander can learn certain moves that a Charmeleon can't, but it learns these moves after it were to evolve into Charmeleon. So the only way to get these moves is to keep your Charmander, level him up to, I'm just going to say, like level like 34, so he can get a different type of fire blast type move, and then you can evolve them into a Charmeleon and into a Charizard, and the move gets better. But the only way to get it is by having your Charmander level up as a baby, because once you level him up to Charmeleon at level 34, he doesn't learn that move as a Charmeleon.
Oh,
so you have to level up your Pokemon and be strategic if you want a particular move for your Pokemon to learn.
Oh
yes,
slow me down.
Yeah, and that actually dates back all the way to like red and blue and green, because there were moves that the originals could learn that Pokemon, like, that once they evolve, they can't learn it anymore. And I didn't know that until I got those books. So if I would look at the books, I would look at the Pokemon, I would go down their list of moves for all three levels. Sometimes I don't think some Pokemon have four evolutions, at least not back then.
Yeah, they didn't start doing four stage evolutions until you introduce like the baby stage.
Yeah, the babies. So I would literally go through, who do I want my six Pokemon to be? What are the best move sets that I want my Pokemon to have? How do I get these move sets? And so on. So if I have to keep a Pokemon a baby, you might sacrifice a different move. Like, and again, this is wrong, but it's just to hammer a point through. So if you get past like a level like 20 where your Ivysaur can learn Solar Beam, but in order to get a different grass move in the 30s, I would level them up until 30. I would sacrifice Solar Beam, and then maybe later on in the game, I would find one of those big gigantic Pokemarts, and hopefully the Pokemart will sell a TM where I can go back and teach my Pokemon this move. I mean, there's different ways to play Pokemon. That's how I used to play.
And I mean, that makes sense. That is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
I was just happy to make progress. I was letting my Pokemon evolve. I didn't even, because I played the bigger picture. I was like, well, the grand scheme of things, by the time I'm facing the Elite Four, you know, I'll have, my team will be, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yep.
You know, they'll have enough hit points. You know, it doesn't really matter, you know, what I'm attacking them with, because I'll have more punches than they do, essentially. So I was basically just smashing through with brute force. And then, you know, here I am going on YouTube and I'm watching these playthroughs, and they're talking about, well, if I'm facing X and Y Pokemon, there's X percentage chance that he's going to do this move, and there's Y percentage chance that he's going to hit. And then, oh, I got lucky, he didn't hit, you know. And I'm just sitting there going, I was just pressing A and shit.
And just filling up. And we've all been there where we go into the Elite Four, where we go to the Pokemart beforehand and we're just filling up on hyper potions, revives, max revives. So after you finish that one Poke battle, it doesn't matter because you got the whole Pokemon Center in your pocket.
Exactly.
And PP up. Oh man, PP up was the thing, because I mean, you'll have like Fire Blast, which you can only use like 5 times, and after you use it 5 times in that one match, you're done. You don't have it anymore, so you need to have those PP ups in order to revive the PP, your power points, so you can use the move again going forward in the Pokemon League.
Right.
So, oh man. But all right, but now we're getting into Charizard Chills. And this episode starts off slow, but it really like hits you in the stomach. So, I mean, of course they start off on the water. And while they're in the water, there's this guy that speeds past them on a boat and basically almost splashes Lapras. Like, they're in a big ocean and this boat comes barreling right by them. Like, doesn't turn, doesn't anything, but come barreling by them to where it almost hits our trio with Togepi, Pikachu, and Lapras, of course, because Lapras is swimming. And Misty's like, you know what? You need to apologize. Apologize to my Togepi and do it now.
That was a close call.
I don't think it's funny. You could have hurt my Togepi. Now apologize.
I'm sorry. Please don't be mad. It makes that pretty face of yours look like a tentacruel.
A tent? I only wish I could be that pretty.
Tentacruel.
Huh?
It's hard to believe, but some people actually think tentacruel are really nasty looking.
Misty, I think this guy is one of those people.
So, but he comes on by, and let me go ahead, and I'm gonna, because I believe his name, was his name Damien? Tad. His name was Tad.
It was some generic white dude name.
So, but yeah, he goes on by. He starts talking to our trio, and they're setting a course to Cleopatra Island. I think that was the name of the island, which. which is presumed to be deserted. So they're on their way there. Of course, Team Rocket is right there because Team Rocket has had a little bit of time to try to con up another plan. And they get over to this island. And what happens? But the start of a Pokemon battle between Tad and Ash. And it's at this point that Tad brings out a Poliwrath who has a big golden belt. And this belt is going to play a big part in this battle. You want to kind of go over the battle, Doug, that Ash right. and Tad are about to have?
So, you know, so Ash has Pikachu, and, you know, because Pikachu is the OG, and Poliwhirl, I'm sorry, is it Poliwhirl or Poliwrath?
It's Poliwrath.
That's what I thought. I get them confused. And, you know, Poliwrath is using double team, and Pikachu is trying to pick out the real one, and he keeps, attacking. Not to rip off Star Wars, but he keeps attacking the clones.
That's the only Star Wars joke that you will ever hear Doug talk about.
Probably. Because I've never watched them. Yeah, don't come for me. And he finds the real one, and he goes up to it, and he shocks it. But Poliwrath basically just eats that shit for breakfast. And he ends up using sleep, basically. And he knocks him out and blasts him with a water gun. And Pikachu is out for the count.
Yes.
And Tracy's just...
Oh, sorry.
No, Tracy's just like, holy crap, you know, he's blending, you know, strength, and he's blending the elements, and, you know, Ash might be outmatched, and, you know, Tad's kind of gloating. He's like, well, you know, you can come back when you're ready for a fair fight. And Ash is like, well, I've got a secret weapon.
Oh, and does he?
He takes the Pokeball off his belt, and Misty and Tracy and even Togepi have this look of shock. Like, what? You're not going to pull out. And he throws out his Charizard. And Charizard's just like, ah, bad motherfucker, ah.
And I'm the best ever. I'm going to go for a swim. I'm going to do this. And Taz like, can you control that thing?
Poliwrath.
Huh?
Well, it's all over.
Don't use Charizard.
Why? Don't worry, guys. Charizard's not going to do anything.
Ash, that thing isn't even trained yet. Are you sure that's the Pokemon you want to use?
Sure, I'm sure. Right? We'll show him. Charizard! Charizard!
Tad's kind of sitting there. He's like, are we going to battle? Or, you know, did Charizard just need to stretch his legs? And, you know, Charizard's just doing Charizard tricks. And Tad's like, right, I've had about enough of this. And he tells Poliwrath to hit him with a hydro pump. And Charizard's like, oh, we're spraying people now, are we? And he lands in front of Ash. And he's like, now I'm going to battle, but I'm going to battle because I'm pissed off.
Yep.
And which is par for the course with Ash's Charmander, because he only evolved into Charizard in the first place because Charmeleon was pissed off at an Aerodactyl because he couldn't get him from the ground. So Charizard, Ash's Charizard is driven by spite.
Yes. And
And
what kind of happens here? Because I mean which is the point of the episode, like Poliwrath ends up like using its ice beam attack on Charizard and just completely freezes him.
yes, Charizard pops.
Yes, a big Charizard popsicle. They should have called this. I mean, I know they just did Misty meets her match, but they could have called this Charizard meets its match in this episode, because Charizard did meet its match in this episode.
He did. He did. Charizard was literally humbled by this Poliwrath. Because up until this very battle, Charizard was the big man on campus.
Yes.
You know, he was the secret weapon. If he didn't want to battle, he just had to start shooting his fire around. But he comes up against this champion heavyweight Poliwrath, and Poliwrath literally knocks him down to size. And you know, he starts by going after the flame on its tail, and like he was picking apart his weaknesses without even breaking a sweat. And you know, Charizard just falls from the sky, this big block of ice, and he's got this shocked look on his face as he's frozen, and he just comes crashing down, and he just boom, and you know, Ash is sitting there going, "Oh, hang in there," and it's just like, yes, Charizard's an asshole to Ash. But as soon as he's in danger, Ash, like all that stuff goes out the window, because it's
Yes.
like it's about preserving his Pokemon.
So,
And I just thought of something. I know where you got the name Damien from.
where?
Damien was the original trainer of the Charmander.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. Okay.
And that just snapped into my head now, and I'm like, if I don't say it, I'm going to lose it.
But we go from that. We see Team Rocket very briefly, but it's not really much to go over Team Rocket because they don't really play like a big part in this episode.
No, this is very much a Ash confronting his, not his demons, but like his shortcomings as a trainer almost.
Yes. So we go kind of from that, and it's now nighttime. Charizard's still frozen. They built a fire up, and Ash is rubbing down Charizard as much as he can. He's trying to keep him warm. You can see the puddles of ice around Charizard. So Charizard was frozen for quite some time. Pikachu is kind of pointing at Ash's hands, like, don't you know that Charizard is a hot Pokemon? So Ash is getting burns on his hands, but he doesn't care because he needs to make Charizard better, even though Charizard doesn't listen to him. And,
And
oh, what's up?
no, I was gonna say, you know, Pikachu's doing his part, you know, because Ash at one point says, you know, why don't you take a rest? And Pikachu's kind of like, well, if you're not taking a rest, I'm not taking a rest.
Yep.
And we kind of see that Charizard's kind of at least registering that Ash, you know, is giving enough of a shit to, like
To help him.
sacrifice his knights and stuff.
So, not only so it's at this point, like Charizard ends up waking up, and Charizard's kind of being a dick at first, and he's like, I don't need you, and I don't need your help. And he kind of gets up and he kind of tries to do a flamethrower at Ash, and he can't. Because he has no strength, and Charizard's like, I can't. And then he kind of like knocks himself out and he falls back over. And I mean, if that was me, I would have been mad. But I mean, Ash, here's Ash. He's like, oh, I almost got burnt. But you know what? I'm still going to help Charizard. And then we get a who's that Pokemon, and it's Caterpie in this episode. Why is it Caterpie? They threw a dart at a wall.
Exactly.
So after that, I mean, Ash is still rubbing down Charizard. Misty's helping. Tracy's kind of helping as well. The flame on the tail starts getting bigger. They're making Charizard warmer. Charizard finally wakes up and it sees the flame of the campfire that's right next to them. And Charizard tries to do another flamethrower into the air, but he can't. And Charizard's like, I need to get stronger. I need to get stronger. And they keep doing what they're doing. And of course, in an episode like this, we get a montage of Ash with Charmander, Ash with Charmeleon, and Ash with Charizard. And Charizard is starting to gain respect for Ash because the flame, you can tell the flame is coming back a little bit quicker. Charizard's starting to smile. He's not retaliating. He's not anything. But he ends up waking up and in the following morning, and I'll have you take it from here.
So, yeah, he wakes up and he sees that, you know, Ash has fallen asleep on top of him, you know, because he's given up. Like, getting Charizard better became not only Ash's number one priority, but his only priority. And Charizard kind of looks over and he sees, and he's like, this kid's got some balls. And yes. And then we see there's a bit of a time wipe, and we see Ash waking up, and we see Charizard is sitting on the shore looking at the sunset, and him and Ash kind of lock eyes, and Charizard kind of brings his tail up to be like, huh? The flame's back. And, you know, we kind of have like, all right, you know, let's fucking go, Charizard. And Charizard kind of cracks a smile. And then we get this big freaking commotion, this big, like, and and then we kind of fade down to the water level, and Tad's kind of sitting there, and we see his boat kind of parked in the distance, and he's like, what in the hell was that? And he takes off, and then we see Pikachu being plucked out of the air, falling into this big, like, drill gimmick that's coming out of the cliffside. And who do you think is behind the drill but Team Rocket?
Of course.
And Tad comes running up about this point and is like, who are they? And then, you know, Team Rocket does their motto, and you know, we're looking at the time counter, and it's, you know, 6.5 minutes in the episode. So, but I think you said it earlier, it's not really about Team Rocket in this episode. It's about the bond between Ash and Charizard. And then obviously
Team Rocket ends up knocking out Ash, and that's when Charizard kind of has an epiphany.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I can fuck with him, but only I can fuck with him. And if you're going to come after him, you've got me to deal with. Well, okay, and I wanted to say this, and I'm just kind of putting this together in real time, so forgive me.
Okay.
And I'm sure him standing up for Ash has some merit, but do you think he was also mad that they had Pikachu as well. Like Pokemon have an unspoken bond, let alone Pokemon that are both trained by the same trainer. Like kind of an all for one for all kind of thing.
It could be.
So
That could 1000% be another reason.
Charizard, or I should say, Ash jumps on Charizard's back as he goes down the hole chasing this drill. And, Team Rocket comes out and they think they've gotten away. And Charizard grabs it with its claws to stop it from moving. So how strong is Charizard? Jesus Christ. And Charizard just like, ah. And he
Just like
flies
that,
up and
Doug.
he just ah. And he flies up and he curb stomps the drill, breaking it, grabs the glass enclosure the Pikachu was in, shatters it in his jaws. Ash catches Pikachu. Ash is like, "Oh, Charizard, you saved Pikachu." Friggin' the machine like whirls back to life and it's coming after Charizard, and Ash and Pikachu get flown because they were kind of on Charizard's back. They get flown, they're out, they hit the ground. Charizard gets pissed off that, hey, this guy sacrificed so much time and effort to get me back to 100% health. Who the hell do you think you three are to fuck with him? His eyes flash with rage, and he basically his freaking tail grows like four sizes, or his the
It's the
flame on his
flame.
And Ash kind of looks up and he's like, "What in the hell?"
It's
And
going on here.
we get an explanation of rage attack from Dexter. And frickin' Charizard's got a big ball of flame in his throat, and he just wah. And James is trying to pedal, but he's the only one trying to pedal, and it's fruitless. And the frickin' drill blows up, and they get frickin' knocked into the horizon. And Pikachu's standing there. Ha! I'm paused at 3:47. And Pikachu's got the shocked Pikachu meme face in full effect.
For
He
real.
just oh and and then friggin' Misty and Tracy and Tad come running up and they're like, "That was amazing." And Ash is like, "Oh, me and Charizard, I think we're starting to understand each other." And Tad's like, "Well, how about that battle?" And we and then
It's
that's
about
act
time that they have that one last battle, Doug.
and it's we got 3 minutes exactly, so
It's
we
a
have
rematch.
it's a rematch and it's one on one, so Pikachu's not involved. And
So it's it this time, Poliwrath tries to freeze him again. And Charizard comes back over, and long story short, we get a seismic toss out of this. So Charizard comes down, he does kind of like a swoop, and he picks up Poliwrath and he takes him and he does the thing where he's going around in circles to make it seem like he's going around the world a few times, and then he goes and he just power bombs Poliwrath into the ground, and Poliwrath is down for the count, and Charizard wins, and he's actually listening to Ash at this point.
And I mean, at this point, you would think, "Oh, Ash is unstoppable if he's got Charizard on his side." And it's awful convenient. He's about to friggin' take on the Orange Island
Yes.
champions.
So, but at the end of this episode, we end up getting the goodbye to Tad. Charizard and Ash are kind of bonding. Ash is on a high. And it's kind of funny because we end the episode where Ash kind of gives Charizard a nice little slap on the back, but Charizard wasn't expecting it. And Charizard goes and flops over. He's like, "Oh, what the hell was that for?" And he opens it. His mouth and Ash, Misty, and Tracy start running away, and Charizard's doing a flamethrower towards them, and that's how they end the episode. They kind of cartoonize the ending with a still frame, and that is how we end Charizard Chills. One of my favorites.
Oh yeah, I mean, easy 5 stars. I mean, the emotion, the battle, Charizard learning a new attack.
Yes.
I mean, Charizard, falling in line, becoming a member of the team. I mean, it's, the little bit of comedy at the end, it's perfect.
And we will be giving you our ratings for these episodes at the end of the episode. We're gonna kind of steamroll through because we have one last episode that we're gonna go over on this episode, and that is the Pokemon Water War, everyone. Where I'm getting ready to start loading that up as we speak. And do you want to start this one up, Doug?
I sure can if I can get past the intro here. Because there's no skip intro button here.
No.
We start the episode and we see our heroes are they've landed on a town and Lapras gets it's customary. You should get a rest, Lapras. And Ash and Tracy are hungry because what else is new? And Ash talks about a double cheeseburger, which there's no way that was in the episode.
No.
And they're about to go food hunting when they see a crowd of people go running, and they're like, "This is our show. We need to go figure out what's going on." And we get the title sequence, and then we cut back into the episode, and we see that a warehouse is on fire.
Oh boy, is it on fire. And from here we see our heroes see the fire. You get the nice little title sequence here, and our heroes race up to see what's going on. And
please, everyone, please stay back. This is a dangerous situation, and we don't want anyone hurt.
Look at those flames.
I can't just watch the whole warehouse burn down. Here, you take
Chocobo. You can't go, Misty. It's not safe. You'll get hurt.
Just watch me. Maybe I can help too.
Look at you.
Be careful, guys.
I'm warning you for the last time, sir.
They have like a fire department out here, which is a whole bunch of war turtle. So the war turtle are there, and they're putting out the fire. And the fire's going down, and you can tell which one is the leader because it has a nice little yellow scarf. And Pikachu and Squirtle are looking on, and Squirtle's like, "Oh, I can do that. I can do that." Which is kind of maybe foreshadowing Squirtle going over with Officer Jenny later on in the series. But you see these war turtle, they burn this they burn this building down, so the building is gone. It's just ash. And the owner of the War Turtle is like, you know what? He's like, if you're interested, why don't you come by my camp? I have a whole bunch of War Turtle and Blastoise that we use out here. And it's a big old camp, and that's all we train out here. And boy, do they have a bunch of Blastoise and War Turtle on here. And they show the Squirtle, which is kind of inhumane. I just now thought about this, but they have the War Turtle and the Blastoise out and about, but the Squirtles are like little baby Squirtles, and they're locked away in a cage.
Oh, I didn't. And I'm not saying you're right or I'm right or whatever. I didn't see that as locked away. I saw that as like they were using it as like training equipment.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I think you might be right, and I was just trying to look for the right angle.
Well, that's the way I took it. I guess everyone watching the episode can kind of perceive it the way that they want to. And maybe you can let us know in the comments if you think I'm wrong. But Tracy gets to draw on what this camp looks like. You also have the trainer with the War Turtle. Squirtle wants to become just as strong as these War Turtle. And you kind of get a homage back over to the Squirtle Squad where Tracy's like, well, how did you get Squirtle? And he kind of said, he's like, well, Squirtle, my Squirtle used to be a part of a gang, man. You know, he was the leader of that gang.
He was from the streets, yo.
Literally. And we get like a little bit of a montage back to the Squirtle Squad. And we see his Squirtle takes out the shades, because that's when you know that this Squirtle is serious. And he's looking over at the War Turtle, and he's like, I want to train here. And they start they start doing their training. So I'm going to hand this part over to you, because I'm kind of at the 10-minute mark in this episode as Squirtle starts training with the War Turtle, Doug.
Yes. So the leader of the War Turtle Squad and Ash's Squirtle are training kind of toe-in-toe kind of thing. And Team Rocket is off in the bushes. They're looking on going, look at all those Blastoise and War Turtle. It's just a turtle bonanza. And the War Turtle are doing freaking track meets, and Tracy's got a stopwatch, and you know the trainer of the War Turtle is impressed by Ash's Squirtle's tenacity, and because he like finds another gear at the final stretch, but then he steps on a pebble, and he he goes out of control, and he knocks into the War Turtle, and they both kind of cross the finish line together. And Tracy's like looking at his stopwatch, and he's looking at his notes on his pad. And as that discussion's going on, we see the other pack of War Turtle are finishing, and the leader of the War Turtle kind of looks at Ash's Squirtle like, what the fuck is that? You know, you gotta fucking look where you're running and shit, you know, youngin'. And Ash's Squirtle's like, dude, you're probably like 5 years older than me, leave me alone. And and then we see, you know, the trainer is kind of being like, all right, freaking target practice. And these clay discs are being shot out, and they're like, you know, fire, pull. And Ash's Squirtle and the War Turtle are going like shot for shot, and Pikachu's like, this is some good shit. And you know, Misty's impressed by Ash's Squirtle, but of course she's a water Pokemon trainer, so you know, let's not be shocked. And, and, you know, like I say, you know, they're going shot for shot. And then all of a sudden we see another disc, come floating into view, and, you know, they go shooting for it, and it actually evades the water. And the trainer of the War Turtles like, well, that's not mine.
It's but Team Rocket. So,
but they're so hyper-focused, they follow it, and all of a sudden they just all go out of frame. They just boom.
Yep.
Like, oh, my God. So this would make the third episode in a row that we had a big hole?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Well, Team Rocket's original, man.
Apparently. I guess they didn't factor us in for doing three episodes in a row like this.
I know. So Team Rocket ends up capturing all these War Turtle, and they take them to their super secret hideout. And not only do they grab the War Turtle, but they grab cute little Pikachu too, and they put Pikachu in a nice little tube that even if Pikachu shocks it, it doesn't do anything. It just dings the little light bulb that's on top of it. So, what's up?
I was gonna say what you will about Team Rocket, at least they're consistent about, hey, we need to let Pikachu's electric attacks work for us.
Yes. So they go to their super secret hideout. All these War Turtles, they need help. Freaking Ash and the gang, they all try to save these War Turtles and Pikachu, but they kind of fail at it. And it's at this point now that there's another burning building in town. And you see that the guy is using his Blastoise to burn down that building. And then they find out where Team Rocket is. And they find Team Rocket. And they beat up Team Rocket and do the best that they can. And they release all the War Turtle. The War Turtle sends Team Rocket blasting off again. And it's at this point that... Actually, no. Team Rocket doesn't go blasting off again right away. The Squirtle and War Turtle end up battling Arbok and Weezing, and they have a big ass Pokemon battle to the point where Team Rocket does end up going blasting off again. But what happens in the midst of this? There's another fire, everyone. So this is the third building that's on fire. This no wonder they hired or they have these War Turtle. This island must be one of the hotter islands because there's just a bunch of fires just on this island. Three within the short time.
Fires everywhere. Just,
I know. So this time there's a kid trapped inside, and Squirtle wants to show that it's learned a lot of things from the island, and goes and helps the leader War Turtle with the yellow scarf, and they go into the building. They rescue this little child, and they bring it out, and then they bring the child back over to its mother. And War Turtle and Squirtle end up having respect for each other, because War Turtle, for the longest time, did not really respect Squirtle. Because who are you to come over? You're not even evolved. You can't keep up with me. I'm a War Turtle, and I'm better than you.
Yeah.
So, but they end up having respect for each other towards the end of the episode. While I was watching this episode, before I remembered that Squirtle was going with Officer Jenny later on, I thought that this was the episode where Squirtle was going to stay back and stay training, but no, this is not that episode. That does not happen here. And we end up leaving this episode with Squirtle and the gang and all of them saying goodbye to each other. And Ash is going off on his adventure to go and get his fourth and final Pokemon badge. Did I miss anything, Doug?
Not in the grand scheme of things, but there's a really cool sequence when they're trying to rescue the kid from the burning building, because eventually the head War Turtle and Ash's Squirtle are joined by the Blastoise crew, and a Blastoise picks up the War Turtle and Ash's Squirtle and uses his blaster cannons to shoot them, to shoot Squirtle and War Turtle up towards the child.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was pretty unique
sequence.
Because otherwise, how are Squirtle and War Turtle going to get up there? Because it's not like their streams are strong enough to where they could shoot them, you know, down towards the ground and use that to propel them up.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you have Ash's Squirtle saving the War Turtle and the child's life. And yeah, so like you said, Ash's Squirtle gets to play some hero ball, and he earns, you know, the War Turtle, the boss War Turtle's hand, and like, he has so much respect for him, he actually took off the Squirtle Squad's sunglasses, and you know, Ash is kind of looking on as a proud, like, owner, and Pikachu's just like, this is just Pokemon Brotherhood. And then, you know, like you said, you know, we have the goodbye, and we have one more handshake moment, and
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So all right, so with these episodes in the can, I'm going to go back to Bound for Trouble for this episode. On a scale, I'll do this one first, and then I'm going to have you do Charizard Chills and give your rating first on that one. For Bound for Trouble, I'm going to give that about a 2.5 out of 5 stars. It didn't really blow my socks off. I really, really think that episode was kind of a copycat for Island of Giant Pokemon.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
In a way. And, I mean, yeah, Ash did a little bit of growing in this episode, but at the same time, I don't think this episode was really needed. What would you give it?
You said 2.5.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprises me. And I mean, I'm not going to go too far over your head. I'm going to say 3.
Okay.
Just cause I did enjoy, the comedy that we got between Meowth and Pikachu. But outside of that,
that was kind of it.
Like, Ash was there when they took down that Rhydon, and he didn't even bother to catch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm comfortable with my 3 for Bound for Trouble.
Okay. And what about Charizard Chills? What would you give that episode?
That's an easy 5 for me, and I don't do that often, but it's an easy 5. Just the emotion.
Yep.
And the battle and the new attack and the partnership and the bond. And yeah, that's an easy 5 for me.
Okay. And I'm going to second that, because that's exactly what I was going to give that episode. I really, really, really enjoy that episode. Like I said, it's one of my favorites, and it can't be one of my favorites without being a 5-star, because we've had other 5-stars on our show, and it is a short list of 5 stars, but I would say that's one of the more 5-star episodes. Now,
yeah.
Coming into the last episode, the Pokemon Water War,
this was tough.
2. I can't rank it higher than Bound for Trouble, because this was literally a cut and paste of the Squirtle Squad in a way. And to me, I didn't like it too much. I mean, yeah, Squirtle We got to see Blastoise and we got to see War Turtle, but we've seen them in past episodes. And all this was Squirtle trying to be better at what he is. And come to find out, I mean, he doesn't need to prove it. I mean, he's just that damn good. And I feel like it was kind of a wasted episode in a way. Just a way for them to get an extra episode out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not like that episode at all. And
wow. I mean, you made some good points. I'm not going to sit here and say that your entire argument is invalid. I am just shocked.
Yeah, I'm giving that one a two.
I mean, we've had some two episodes.
And you wouldn't have put
but
that
I did that. Not. I did not. Now, granted, I'm not going to sit here and say this was back-to-back fives. I'm comfortable giving Water Wars a three.
Okay.
Just because, if for no other reason, you know, than the action of fighting the fires and, you know, saving the child at the end, and you know, we saw the coming together of the War Turtle and the Squirtle and the Blastoise and the mutual respect. And but yeah, I mean, that's why I like doing the show, because sometimes you and I are on completely different pages, and I like it, but I was not expecting it to.
Yeah, I'm going to go to, because I think what made it actually go over to a two was the fact that they fought that fire at the very end, and then we had like a respect thing, but Team Rocket stealing these Pokemon and kind of getting their ass handed to them like they do in most episodes. And I don't know. There was just something about, maybe it's just me. I don't like episodes like this. And
that don't feel necessary.
Yeah. I really don't think it was a necessary episode. So yeah, I'm going to give it a two. You gave it a three. So I think that's a clear, like, 2.5 between the both of us, right mm-hmm. in the middle. And yeah, that's this episode. So Doug, I do have to ask, we are getting ready to sign off on our first multi-episode. How do you feel about this?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay. So did I.
I really enjoyed it, because we didn't really have the time to to wind down and then I have to wind up and do a whole new intro. It was basically like we went from one thought to one thought to one thought, and now we're out.
Yes.
And I feel like each episode got their time to shine. I don't feel like either of these episodes got shafted. I'm kind of glad, with respect to Pokemon Water Worlds, especially because I shudder to think if we'd have done like an isolated thing, you might have even had it lower.
I mean, that's a big possibility, bro.
I mean, it's a possibility. So, I mean, I like it. I don't think we're sacrificing anything in terms of quality for these combination episodes, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right, everybody. And it is that time in the podcast where it's time to give out some free Pokemon card codes. And this week we have three codes that we're going to give out. And these are from the Paradox Rift set, and I have three codes here for you, and these are the three codes. So get ready to write them down, put them in your game, do it however you want to do it. But the first code is 4ZXDV62RGGYRD. Second code 624MJL4KNTL6D. third code, 62QWPJNNRKQHK. Those are your codes this week. And if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on Spotify. You are what keeps the lights on here at our show, and Spotify is an official sponsor of our podcast. And if you are feeling even more generous, go ahead and join us on Patreon, patreon.com/everypokemon. That is patreon.com/everypokemon, and you'll get the shows ad free. But we're not going to beat you over the head with it, but go ahead and subscribe there, or subscribe to us on Spotify, with Spotify being our official sponsor of this podcast. So, all right. Well, that was this week's multi-episode episode, and we hope that you, the audience, enjoyed it. You were able to kind of follow us a little bit, and maybe if you are one that you don't do the watch along with us, maybe this was a little bit easier for you on your drive, because it's not just one topic, it was three. So outside of that, I think we're kind of good. So do you want to go ahead and give your goodbye, Doug?
Goodbye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you we will be back for another episode next week. So you don't want to miss it, everyone. Have a good night.